Folks, I want to welcome you all to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Hey, say it with me. And you can be too. Yes, you can. And folks, this is your year. This is the year that you quit making excuses and you make it happen for yourself and your family. This is the time to get excited. The company has done their job. They've given us the promotions. They've given us the bonuses. They've given us the opportunity. All we have to do now is take it and run with it. And it's time for you to take action. Listen, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in Japan. It was such a pleasure to meet all the new Japanese consultants, founding consultants that came over. Glad to have you with us. Now, listen, I want to take a very quick, short moment to say this. Thank you. Guys, I really appreciate the attention, the applause, the photos, and everything else. You guys let me know how much I'm appreciated out there. Touch me deeply. Thank you very much. I just want to say that to you. And I'm looking forward to your success, my success, and the growth of this company over the next year, and we can do it, okay? But without further ado, we have a star-studded panel that's got great information for us, so it's time for me to get out of the way. Let me welcome to this call the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy, one of the top income earners in network marketing worldwide, our fearless leader, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome to the call.
I appreciate that, Bear, and I want to start the call by letting everybody I know for a fact that we've got people in the Houston, Texas area that are listening to this call in a shelter right now. So I'd like to take Ambit community to pour love and pour prayers into all the people in Houston, Texas, just not people involved in Ambit Energy, but all the people in the Gulf Coast of Texas. It's going to be a very, very long rebuilding process. They're going to need our help and our prayers and, you know, donate to the Red Cross, reach deep, do whatever you can to help those people. It's a storm like no other. They're saying that the damages are going to be well in excess of what happened in Katrina in the New Orleans area. But I just wanted to acknowledge that everybody in Ambit's behind you guys that are hurting right now, and thank God we've got Ambit Energy to be a foundation to rebuild back on. So with that, I want to tell everybody that Ambition was just off the chain. Of course, we missed probably a couple thousand people out of the South Texas area that weren't able to come because of the storm, but we had a great contingent in from Japan, about 50 consultants that did what they had to take, yet there were people in Dallas, Texas that didn't make it. But hats off to Ambit Energy, incredible, incredible ambition. And, you know, I want to jump right in it. I want to bring Ray Monty on the call. We have a very, very special speaker, so stay tuned. Chris Chambliss is on the call. I know people are texting and probably the lines are filled up, but it is what it is, guys. This will be recorded and put on topambitleaders.com. Again, topambitleaders.com. You click on training and you click on Sunday Night Business Builder call, and the recording will be up no later than Tuesday, probably on Monday. Ray, are you on the call with us?
I am, Brian. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you perfect, man. I tell you what, you were sitting right on the same row I was, just down a couple of seats from me, and we sat together at the black tie dinner, and I just wanted you to jump in and give your impressions of Ambition. I mean, you've been to everyone except for the first one. What'd you think?
I thought it was off the charts. I mean, again, I second your motion on everybody down in the Houston area, and prayers go out to them, especially the people that showed up. I mean, you want to talk about commitment with houses flooded and roads flooded and people still found ways to get there. You know, it says a lot about people's commitment level, and I just thought corporate just knocked it out of the park. I mean, it was a first-class event from start to finish. I thought the speakers were incredible, and you know, I know we got Chris on there, but I told Chris and Jerry last night, I thought it was their best speeches that I've heard since I've been in Ambit, and just the excitement, the enthusiasm that came out of that place. I jumped on a van to get a group van car pulled over to the airport this morning, and when I got in the van, it was all Ambit consultants, and there was 10 of us in there, and that's people were just buzzing. Then we got to the airport, and as we're going through security, there was just Ambit people all over the place, and every person I saw was just pumped up, and we got on the plane, and it was full of Ambit consultants. The phone has not stopped. We got home, got in the house. We did a webinar/conference call, and, you know, Brian, I haven't seen this kind of excitement. You know, there's always excitement coming out of Ambition, but I think there's something special about this one. I think with the announcements and with the talk of future expansion, and you know, I know Chris is on here. I thought these guys just did an incredible job, and not only Chris and Jerry, but John and Daryl and Eric. The video that they made was probably the funniest one yet, and you know, Kristen Legate and David Ames and Irene Irving and Alan Mackos and everybody at Consultant Support. I mean, you guys just it was an amazing, amazing, flawless event. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to getting to work this week.
Yeah, me too. And you know, we have so many people on the call, and of course there are going to be questions. You're going to be calling into Consultant Support, and I encourage you, if you're on this call and you went to Ambition, to the person that you're going to be talking to at Consultant Support had a big hand in Ambition. Everybody in Consultant Support works Ambition one way or another, and I really encourage everybody, as you're getting your questions answered, the call, wait times might be just a little bit longer than normal. That always happens after Ambition. But take the time to thank those people for their contribution, because if it weren't for all the people in Consultant Support, customer care, that whole group, as well as all the IT people, the events people, everybody, you know, the opportunity wouldn't be what it is. And you know, when I'm backstage at Ambition, wherever I am, I always take the time to thank them, because I never lose sight of the fact that without them, there wouldn't be an Ambition. And so I really encourage you that if you call into Consultant Support or customer care, you know, thank them for what they do for us in the field. Hey, I want to jump right into the announcements real quick before we bring Chris on. And, you know, they save the best for last, so I'm going to start with the best. You know, I don't know if it's the best or not. You know, that might be a matter of personal opinion, but, you know, we announced the international expansion at Simulcast last year, or this year, I guess, 2017, last one we had into Japan, and it didn't take Ambit long to go into our second country. We're going into Canada. We're going into ATCO Electric and ATCO Gas. And hold on just one second, guys. Somebody's texting me. Can you text yes, please? And one of the things I want to point out is if you go on the website, this is in Alberta, Canada. There are different provinces in Canada. So this is Alberta. And the two major cities there are Calgary and Edmonton. It does not include those two cities, but includes geographically almost all of Alberta. So you want to make sure you look at the coverage map. There's potential of 224,000 electric customers and over a million, about 1.1 million gas customers. And, you know, Ray, let's talk about this for a while, because a lot of times people just think the grass is always greener on the other side. This is going to launch November 1st. And I want to encourage everybody, and I want to get your thoughts on it too, Ray, but I want to encourage everybody, you know, work locally, think globally. You know, I don't know anybody in Canada, but I'm going to start networking the network just like I did in Japan to get a foothold in Japan. I think what you don't want to do is drop everything you're doing, not take action on anything, wait until November and try to run up in Canada to get something started, because the odds are you probably haven't talked to your next door neighbor on your right, or your next door neighbor on the left, or the next door neighbor across the street, or catty corner on either side across the street. There's so much to do right where you are, where you've got no expense. And if you build a business big enough in the United States, it'll go into Japan, Canada, and all the other countries that we'll go into the future. Ray, give me your thoughts on that.
Brian, I can't agree more. You know, everybody's asked me, when are you going to Japan? Well, when I need to. Right now, I've got incredible leaders like Tim and Sonia Devine who have moved over there. Alfredo Dumas has been over there. John Haas has an incredible team going over there. And, you know, right now, just hasn't warranted me going over there. And I look at Canada, I'm going to be working it just like everybody else is. Who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? But, Brian, I'll be honest with you, the market I'm most excited about right now, nothing personal to anybody else, but I'm excited about New York after seeing the statistics that Jerry put up there and looking at the complaints from all the markets and all the different companies in the state of New York, looking at 18 total complaints from January through May in the state of New York, knowing that we've got a guaranteed savings and a rollover. I know Chris is on there. Chris, I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to tell you by this time next year, New York's going to be your fastest growing state within the U.S. I know I talked to Tim Olinger and Kirk Coran and some of the leaders in New York, and we're fired up. I mean, that, you know, the credibility that gives us, showing people what's going to happen, that they're going to automatically roll over. And, you know, I'm excited about getting up to Albany and over to Buffalo and Rochester and Syracuse and Kingston and Poughkeepsie and New York City and Yonkers. And so, guys, I agree with Brian. You know, you need to work locally, think globally, and all of a sudden you're going to sign up somebody that's in your town that's going to have a cousin that lives somewhere north of Edmonton. That's how your business is going to grow. And so, you know, it's amazing, Brian, because this is my 10th ambition. I know it's your 11th, but I remember at the first one that we went to, and it was Texas and the five boroughs of New York City and Westchester County. And now we sit here 10 years later, 16 states, Japan and Canada, and listening to Jerry's speech talk about Nevada and California and what's to come, it's amazing to be part of this incredible company at this time.
It really is, you know, and just touching real quick on New York, you know, when you can look at somebody and say that by state statute, required by the state of New York, we have to give guaranteed savings, and if we don't, we could lose our license in the state of New York. It just doesn't get any stronger than that. I mean, the bottom line is that, you know, we give guaranteed savings. They don't have to renew the guaranteed savings, and it's required by law. So, you know, there'll still be people that'll say no, that want to pay more money, but it just doesn't get any stronger than that. So I agree with you on your comments about New York. There was some incredible product news in Texas as well. I'm not going to go into that. I'm going to ask some of the Texas leaders to get on the call next week, and we're going to talk about that Texas product in detail. And I know there's going to be a lot of local information and training information. So if you're out of the Texas market, that doesn't mean you don't want to get on the call next week. They've basically, you know, where before we had a totally bundled product, it was just one price, included everything. All the rest of the competitors had gone to an unbundled product, so they were just quoting the price of energy, while we were quoting the price of energy along with the delivery, transmission, meter read, and all the rest of the expenses. So it made us look like we were more expensive. We've unbundled it. We've joined the group, if you will. So we're not going to get into that on this call, but I do want to say another announcement was large commercial expansion in New York. These following areas: PP&L Electric, PECO, Petco Electric, West Penn Electric, Penelec Electric, MetEd Electric, Descanes Electric, Penn Power Electric, and UGI Electric. You know, there's a $100 bonus for referring a large commercial industrial customer as long as you make that referral between September 2nd and December 31st. So this runs all the way to the end of the year. And that's on top of the commissions that you're going to receive in the large commercial account referral program. So some good money there. My advice, and Ray, I want you to jump in on this as well, is, hey, your uncle's a chiropractor. Your dad's an attorney. You know, there's people that you know that have businesses. There's people in Ambit that have businesses that would know or be eligible themselves for this sort of product. So, you know, don't drop what you're doing and go out and try to sell commercial electricity in Pennsylvania. Keep doing what you're doing, but now you can refer, and there'll be more information available in PowerZone on this as well. Ray, your thoughts on that?
Brian, couldn't agree more. I had that conversation this morning just after breakfast. Two gentlemen approached me. They're both senior consultants in the state of Pennsylvania, and both of them happen to be business owners. And they asked me, you know, what's the best way for us to market the large commercial in Pennsylvania? And I said, well, start off with yourselves. And you guys both own businesses. You both have storefronts. They were excited about that. And then, yeah, what about any of your other personal customers right now, any of your loyal customers? Are any of them a business owners? Yeah, a couple of them are. You want to go to them. And then anybody else. But, you know, guys, don't lose focus of what we're trying to do here. You know, customers are great. We need to get them. We need to get loyal customers. But it's about building a team. And so, you know, if everybody can go out there and get a couple commercial accounts, that's a win-win for everybody. But stay focused, especially with the money on the table for gathering consultants with these the ambition announcements. You know, a lot of times, Brian, you hit it right in the head. People lose their focus, and they think it's all about going out and chasing commercial accounts. And I'm not telling you, if you've got friends and family who are business owners, not to get them. You should. But there's so much money on the table right now with these promotions by helping consultants get in, get started, helping them get promoted to RSC and SE. That's where your focus should be. And a byproduct of it is picking up a couple commercial customers along the way.
Absolutely. I want to jump to another promotion. There's so many of them. And guys, I want to encourage you to go into PowerZone. All the flyers are there. All the information is there. If you're confused about anything, it's in PowerZone. But one of the things talking about customers is cash for customers promotion. This is a great one. You know, if you're promote to EC, you know, what happens is for your newly coded customers. Now, if you're an EC and promote to NC, this also is for you. So if you're an SC and you promote to EC, or if you're an EC and promote to NC, and that promotion occurs before September 1 of 2018, if you gather 800 newly coded customers within 365 days of your promotion date, you earn these bonuses. Okay, so ECs would have to promote to NC, and that has to happen by September 1st, 2018. And anybody else would have to promote to EC. So if you're an RC right now, you can work real hard. No reason you can't promote to, or an MC. There's no reason you can't promote to EC. So if you're an MC, an RC, or an SC, and you promote to EC by September 1st of 2018, so it's the ambition of next year, you'll have 365 days from your promotion date to get 500 newly coded customers in that code. So you're going to start building that new code. And if you get those 500 customers, they have to be energized for a minimum of 120 days for them to qualify as a count in that 500. And the consultant will receive a $12,500 bonus if they're all Texas customers. That's $25 a customer. And if they're from other markets outside of Texas, and you need to get your 500 from the other markets, it's $7,500 bonus. And for you to receive the bonus on Texas, you'd have to have 500 customers from Texas. But if you had a few Texas customers thrown in with other market customers, those Texas customers would count as other market customers. So to get the $12,500, easily put, you got to have 500 Texas customers that stayed on the service for 120 days during that 365-day period you have to qualify. and you'll get $12,500. If you have other market customers or a mix of other market customers and Texas customers, same period of time, you're going to get $7,500. So that's a nice big splash of cash, if you will, for going and doing what you need to do anyway to go just build your business and get promoted in the marketing plan. I want to keep rolling here, and the big promotion payoff is back, and this is for attendees of Ambition. Ambit is going to pay you for anybody that gets in the business between, as a new MC, between September 2nd and September 29th. If they promote to RC or SC by December 31st of 2017, they're going to pay out a bonus. And the great thing about this is they're going to pay a bonus to the person who promotes. Okay, so if you go sponsor an MC, they promote, post Ambition, sponsor a new MC. They promote in the marketing plan to RC before December 31st, that new person's going to get a $500 bonus. If they promote to SC, they're going to get a $1,000 bonus. And then guess what? The sponsor gets a bonus. The RC, SC, EC, and NC of that person gets a bonus. And again, all the details are back in Power Zone, but it boils down to, for every new RC promotion that occurs, it's going to be $1,100 payout. And for every new SC promotion, it's going to be a $2,000 payout. So guys, Ambit is paying you to do what you need to go do anyway, which is get people promoted in the marketing plan. You get people promoted in the marketing plan, then it gets you promoted in the marketing plan. It's pretty doggone simple. And then the high power promotion, I tell you, that Ambit just blows me away. And Ray, do you have this in front of you? Do you want to take this one?
Brian, I'm looking at it right, the high power promotion. Oh, let me download the flyer. I am actually looking at it as we speak. I'm on the Power Zone. I just clicked on it. Let me pull up. Brian, I'm sitting here looking at the numbers on the last promotion you're talking about. And what's amazing is how they are tying together, and what it's doing is it's getting us to do what we need to do, and which is go out there and find motivated people and help them gather customers and help them get promoted. And think about this as an SC who's trying to get to EC right now, or as an EC that's trying to get to NC right now. The fact that they're going to pay you this much more money to go out there and help people get promoted to SC and EC, I mean, it's amazing. It's all tied together. We got home, and before the call, I was looking at it and digesting it and trying to get a grasp on it, because I'm getting a whole lot of calls on it. Brian, I'm looking at the High Power Award right here, and I am clicking on it, and for some reason, it is not opening up on my computer. I do apologize. Let's see if this coming up here right now. I don't know if you've got it open.
Not a problem. Let me start out and tell you that this is for everybody who joins your organization between September 2nd and September 29th of 2017. So that alone, without getting into the details of it, that alone tells you what is they're paying you an awful lot of money to go out and get people started in the business, okay? You want to get people started in the business. So between September 2nd and September 29th, you need to become recruiting machines. If your organization isn't keeping you busy enough, okay, then what you're doing is you're making a written list, you're working the fundamentals, and you're showing the plan, showing the plan, showing the plan. I can't tell you how many times people have come up to me during Ambition and say, Brian, what do I need to be successful? And, it's just so simple. People like to complicate it, but it's simple. Show the plan, 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 show the plan. And then when you get sick and tired of showing the plan, what you need to do is you need to show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. And I can guarantee you one thing. As you watch those top 50 income earners march across the stage, there's no scientific research to it, but what I can tell you is the reason they were on that stage is they showed the plan, and they taught their organization how to show the plan more than people that weren't on that stage. It's just that simple. You know, it's a business of duplication. People will do what you do, not what you tell them to do. And if you're out showing the plan, your people are out showing the plan. If you're out doing in-homes, your people are out doing in-homes. You know, the bottom line is it's show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. Do you get it pulled up, Ray?
I do have it pulled up, Brian. So we've got Texas and we've got New York. I know it's quadruple, triple, and double jumpstart one and two bonuses for new MCs, triple bonuses on team builder bonus, and CLB for ambition attendees. Now, that is non-Texas markets. In Texas markets, it's actually quadruple team builder bonus and CLB for ambition attendees. So I'm looking at that right now, and you know, this is through September 2nd through September 29th. And, you know, Brian, listen, I know you and I talked about it, even as national consultants been in the business, I'm looking to go sponsor 4, 5, 6 brand-new consultants here between September 29th. With the bonuses that are on the table, I'm looking at the Jumpstart 1, Jumpstart 2. You know, the opportunity for somebody to come in here with this kind of money and with a combination of the promotions to help somebody get the senior consultant, I mean, you can literally take somebody brand new, sign them up here, and go out there and help that person make $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 here over the next 60 to 90 days by getting promoted to SC. And then you start doing the math based on what position you are, even if you're an MC or an RC or an SC. And, you know, the money is just staggering. And I remember Chris and Jerry talking about this years ago, the kind of bonuses that they're going to be able to pay out going forward in the future. And when you combine all these things, and Brian, I'm looking at the numbers and I'm absolutely blown away. You know, and it's about helping people get in, helping them gather a handful of customers, jumpstart two triggers. You're going to get these additional bonuses. And, you know, Brian, one of the things I talked to the team earlier about, and I know everybody's all excited, is go to your power zone and print these sheets out and be able to share them with a new consultant and show them exactly. I'm looking at it, and again, I'm looking at the non-Texas market, and I know the Texas market is even more money than what I'm looking at. And, you know, when you sit back and you think about how all these promotions are tied together, there's going to be some serious momentum in Ambit Energy.
Well, you know, I think the thing is that everybody gets involved in Ambit initially to, you know, for the financial reward, and that's really important. And all the new MCs that you're putting into the business are getting involved to make some money, you know. So, you know, start a vision board with them. Say, hey, what is it you want in the next 30 days? What is it that you want? And then just start, you know, pen to paper, you know, say, look, if you'll sponsor X number of people, and those people will do thus and so, and then you can pull out these promotion sheets. Pull out these promotion sheets and just do the math with them. But do it in black and white, you know. Do it in black and white, and it's even better. I learned this from Ronnie Kirkland years ago. You know, have them do it in black and white. Pull out a sheet of paper and have them write down the numbers. Okay, so you're going to sponsor one person. This person's going to get X number of customers, depending on what market. That means this many dollars to you. Okay, and so if they see it in black and white, and then after they do all that, you know, have them add it up. Say, okay, you said you needed $2,000 for, you know, Johnny's new bicycles and Mary's new bike, or, you know, to repair your car, or whatever their goal is, their short-term goal is. Say, if we do this, you're gonna make $4,000, and put them to work. You know, do a grand opening in-home meeting for them. Do whatever it takes to get that person up, running, and get money flowing in quickly. You know, anything qualified by Friday at midnight Central Time is paid the next Friday. Get them registered for electronic transfer of their of the money, so they get the money quickly. Get them making money quickly. And folks, with as much money as there is on the table, if you'll, you know, find out what it is that somebody wants and show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them. That is the key. Let me say that again. If you got pen and paper, write this down. Find out what somebody wants and show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them, and show them in black and white dollars and cents. I want a new car. How much is that going to cost you? If I could show you how you could get that new car in the next 30 days or the next 60 days, would you go to work with me? Would you be my business partner and get on the Whatever It Takes program? You found out they wanted a car. You show them in black and white and dollars and cents how they can get the car. And guess what? You got a business partner that's going to go to work. And your success is a byproduct of their success. Yes, you can set some financial goals for yourself, but by getting people promoted in the marketing plan, they're going to pay you for that. By getting people started in the marketing plan, getting a couple extra customers. In Texas, the magic number is six, and the website counts as two. And in other markets, it's seven, and the website counts for two. Help them gather customers, okay? And they're going to pay you for that. You know, I mean, the bottom line is there's so much money that's going to pour out of the bank accounts of Ambit Energy into your individual bank account. But I'll tell you this, all the positive thought in the world isn't going to make you any money at all. It's only massive positive action. It's only massive positive action. And, you know, we could spend hours and hours and hours going through all the different promotions, the details of the promotions, and how many dollars you get for doing this and all that sort of stuff. I don't want to take the valuable time we have on this call tonight to go through all that. It's all available in PowerZone. There's flyers there. If you have questions, call your RC, SC, EC, NC. Call somebody, ask questions. If all else fails, and I do mean if all else fails and you can't get an answer, then you can call consultant support. Don't pick up the phone without thoroughly trying to understand the flyers and working within the organization in your weekly meetings and bury consultant support with calls. And if there is a good reason for you to call consultant support, I'm going to encourage you again to tell them how much you appreciate them, because their job's not easy and they work hard for you as an Ambit Energy consultant. Hey, I want to bring on our special guest. And guys, I got to tell you, you know, I got a phone call about 12 years ago from this gentleman. I knew him from XL Telecommunications, and Chris Chambliss rose to be the EVP of sales and marketing there. I sat on more advisory boards than any other consultant in XL Telecommunications because I came out of the telecom industry. And he sat on the other side of the table. He was on the corporate side. And, you know, as you know, sometimes, you know, what's good for corporate's not necessarily great for the consultant. And sometimes what's great for the consultant isn't good for corporate. And there has to be a partnership. There has to be a partnership between the field and corporate. And what I recognize sitting on more advisory boards than anybody else at XL Telecommunications is Chris always understood that if the company would do what's best for the consultant, that would also be best for the company. And time again, he would go behind closed doors and advocate for us as consultants in XL. So when I got that call from Chris, actually my wife got the call, she answered the phone, and I called him back. I got to tell the story. I'll be honest with you. I told Chris no three times before I said yes to the opportunity. And I said yes because Betsy really encouraged me to do so. But the main reason I said yes and I took the risk to get involved with a brand new company that had a couple hundred customers on the thing is because I knew Chris Chambliss. And I knew I had a chance to meet with Jerry Thompson. And I said, Jerry, if I go out and I build this business, I said, what assurances can I get from you that you're not going to damage my reputation and my family name? And I'll never forget Jerry's answer. His answer was this. He said, Brian, he said, I'm going to do the same thing every single day. I'm protecting the Thompson family name. Been in the community for over 100 years. And if I protect the Thompson family name, then I'm going to protect the McClure family name. And if you'll trust me to protect my family's name, a byproduct of that is I'll protect your family's name. And when I looked at Chris, and I knew from a track record, not a guess, that when it came down to it, he would always do what was best for the consultants while keeping the company healthy, and that's important. It's a two-way street. That's when I got involved with Ambit Energy, and it changed my life. So our Chief Marketing Officer, Chris Chambliss, are you on the line, Chris?
I'm here, Brian.
Hey, well, I really appreciate you taking time. I know, you know, you flew in from Japan, you shot all kinds of videos, whirlwind, you worked on about 3 or 4 hours sleep every single night, the 10 days or so you were in country before Ambition putting all the final touches on the big show, and then having to go through Ambition and so many people tugging and demands and everything. I really appreciate you, you know, getting on this call, and hopefully next couple of days, like Ray and myself and so many others on this call, will get a little rest and then get up and get back after it.
Hey, listen, you know, Ambit is my passion in my life, and Japan is certainly important to us, but the U.S. is home, and I was so glad to be back here with you guys, and I'm glad to be on this call tonight.
Well, Chris, you've obviously been to every Ambition like I have, and you know, it seems like every year, you know, I say, man, it's the best Ambition ever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but every Ambition's a little bit different, you know. Every Ambition is different in that, you know, it's just different one way or another. I can't really explain it, but every Ambition is the same in that special, I call it pixie dust, is sprayed on everybody or twinkled, you know, dropped on everybody, and we all come out of Ambition renewed and refreshed and excited. But I wanted you to take just a couple of minutes to, you know, give your thoughts and comments on Ambition this year. I just got a text that they're having a little trouble hearing you as well. So, but give us your thoughts on Ambition, and then I want to ask you a few questions.
Well, I'll tell you, the first thing is, I think the most important thing about Ambition is it's the same every year, from the standpoint that we all are part of the same community. I mean, I guess for me, the most important thing is coming back from Japan is I felt like I was coming home.
Brian, are you there?
Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you now, Chris. Did we lose Brian?
No, I'm here, Ray.
Okay, guys.
Chris, are you back with us?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can now. Go ahead.
No, what I'm saying is the best thing about Ambition for me is just coming home. I mean, we've been gone, Leslie and I have been gone for 6 months. Japan is an incredible opportunity. The people there are fantastic. But I love America. I mean, we both love being home. And Ambit ultimately is an opportunity that has a lot of potential here at home.
Well, I think there's no doubt that Ambit's just begun in the United States. You know, just look at market share. We've got 7% or thereabouts in Texas, around 5-6% in New York, and in a lot of markets, an awful lot of markets, we got less than 1% market share. So, you know, we could triple the size of the company if we just got the same market share in the other states that we have in Texas. And like Ray said, we got, you know, Nevada looks like the deregulation is going to move forward over the next few years. California is looking like it's going to move forward over the next few years. We've got other markets within the United States that I know the company's constantly looking at. And we've got the whole world ahead of us. But the United States is, if we never opened up another section of a state, we never went in an all-gas market to electricity and gas and vice versa, we never opened up anything else in the United States, there's no reason we can't just continue to grow the company and grow the company and grow the company because our market share is so small. Chris, we had somewhere around 50 people that paid the price to come over from Japan and attend Ambition. And I tell you what, it put goosebumps on all over my body, actually, to, you know, when they were recognized and given out the Pure Energy Award and listened to Nishihara, you know, give his speech on Saturday, and just the contribution that's been made by great leaders there already. And I know it's a brand new market. We're still learning things, and the announcements that were made at Ambition were meant for U.S. Consultants. But I wanted you to have the opportunity to address the Japanese market a little bit and what you're seeing and any thoughts you have on the people that attended Ambition from Japan.
Well, I think, you know, the thing that was so important for me and for Jerry, we spent a lot of time just watching how different this Ambition was from other Ambitions. I mean, you know, you have all these people from another country, and you look at them and you say, how, you know, you look at Ambit, and you have this definition of Ambit for 10 years, and it's an American definition, and then all of a sudden you go over there, and there's all these people who are dying for the same opportunity that we have, and you get over there and you want to help them, and you ultimately end up realizing that everything that we love here about this opportunity is the same there. I mean, people want to make their lives better. They want to make their families better. They want to make their future better. And so having all those people at Ambition was so important to us, and seeing them there and seeing them enjoying the event was really incredible.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they enjoyed it in every aspect, you know, and there was a universal language, you know, whether it was a smile or a hug or a, you know, pointing to the ribbon train or whatever it was. There was just a universal language. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, I've been to Japan 4 times now. I'm going back twice before the end of the year. I've got a group to work with over there that makes sense for me to do that. But, you know, I don't speak the language. And but at the same time, there's this bond of, you know, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. And there's different cultures. Yes, there's a different language. Yes, the marketing plan is a little bit different. But the bottom line is the opportunity is the same. And to be able to interact, I mean, so many people coming up and just, you know, a nonverbal communication was just incredible. Ray, give us your thoughts on that real quick.
You know, it was sorry, Brian. It was amazing. I I'm sitting here doing a little research as you guys are talking about these other markets. And Brian, do you mind if I ask Chris a couple questions?
No, absolutely.
I heard Jerry talk yesterday, and one of the things that a lot of people picked up on, and Brian, you and I talked a little bit after dinner, was just, you know, you guys are conservative by nature, which we appreciate about you. You're a very humble man. You've had tremendous success, but you don't go out there and brag. You keep it close to the vest. And what a lot of people got yesterday was Jerry talking about Nevada, Jerry talking about California, but everybody loved the statement that Jerry said he would be willing to bet that we'll be a top 10 company in the DSN. And when we looked at that, to be a top 10 company last year, that's about almost $2.5 billion. I mean, you know, Chris, I saw the magazine, $6 billion, and I think there's a lot of people now with Canada coming on board that believe that. So here's the question. We got a challenge for you and Jerry, if that's okay. Chris?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. I'm sitting on my back porch, and I got apparently an ambulance driving right by my house.
No problem. So we thought up of a good challenge. When we break the $2 billion mark and we become a top 10 on the DSN list. Will we get a live performance at Ambition or simulcast of the Lamar Street Boys?
I really hope for all your sake you don't.
I also wanted to just comment on your guys' speeches yesterday, your samurai speech. One of the things I did when I got home was I went to Amazon, and it hit home with a lot of the leaders, and just keep pushing on. And, you know, listen, my question to you guys, what do you do to run just such a flawless event? I mean, with the sacrifices that had to be made because of people not being able to come from Houston and stuff like that, and except for some power going out on Friday, which had nothing to do with Ambit. I mean, I've had people that were at the event for the first time, and they've been to other events with other companies and not necessarily direct sales. And one of the comments that I got from multiple people is, these guys just run an incredible event. So, yeah, I wanted to, and I know we talked about this already, kind of comment on that. You know, Kristen Legate, Daryl Starkweather, just the whole staff. I mean, how long in advance do you guys prepare for Ambition? And what does it take to run one of these things?
I mean, we're working on next year right now. You know, that's the thing. You just start, as soon as this event is over, we start on the next event. But Daryl, Kristen, Eric, all those guys, they do an amazing job. Every year, the event gets better and better.
Yeah, well,
The power went out. No big deal. I mean, what happens is, though, you just adapt and you go on.
The Gas Monkey event was incredible. Chris, you know, Jerry talked about that. Where do you see this thing being 3 years from now, 5 years from now? I have the cover of Success From Home magazine. It says 6 billion and beyond. And the last page, I love to share that with people because you talked about it's just math. And if we continue to expand, and when we look at 2026, I tell a lot of people a $6 billion company. Is that possible? Is that something that we're going to see?
I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, I think when I look at the future and I think about the potential we have, you got Japan is exciting, and of course Leslie and I are over there trying to take advantage of that. But when you look at the United States, there's a lot of potential here in the States, and so, you know, California, Nevada, Nebraska, Florida, there are so many states here that are grappling with how do we provide power to our citizens at a cost that makes sense in a way that's responsible for the environment. And the only way to do that is deregulation. So I think you're going to see, in the next 3 or 4 years, a lot of other states that we haven't seen previously start to look at how do you provide people with lower rates. And really, you know, the basis of the power that they buy be something they can feel good about. And that's going to happen all over the United States. And we're excited about it. We're ready for it. And meanwhile, we're going to go take advantage of Japan and Canada, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I got it from a lot of people on my team, and I know Brian talked about this, but I wanted to personally thank you and Leslie for your commitment. I know what you've sacrificed to be over in Japan for Ambit and for all of us, and so thank you. And it was also a pleasure to meet Yoshi and some of the Japanese consultants, and you know, you just keep attracting quality people, so thank you and appreciate your hard work and you know, just a tremendous event.
Ray, we've got some great people in Japan. They love Ambit. I'll tell you, the most exciting thing for me about this Ambition was bringing people from Japan over here and letting them see what we do and how we do it. And they came, they weren't sure. They saw Ambit for the first time, and they're going to go back to Japan. The 50 people from Japan, the 50 consultants that came here and saw it, and the staff, they're going to go back to Japan. And they're going to spread the ambit. They were so excited about how we do things. I'm telling you, they're going to go back and it's going to explode over there.
You know, one of the exciting things that happened at Ambition is somebody in Japan actually got their first ambit bill. And that particular bill, which was in the Tokyo area, reflected just a little bit better than a 10% savings. And, of course, because of the way the markets work over there, we can't project what the savings is going to be. But on that particular bill for that particular month, and it will change every single month, and, you know, it could go down to 2% next month, so no guarantees. But when that bill got circulated at Ambition, where that particular individual in the TEPCO market got a little, I think it was 10.2 or 10.7, it was a little over 10% savings. I mean, the excitement was just infectious. I mean, it spread like a wildfire. And I tell you, when those bills start to hit in Tokyo, because the Japanese, as you know, Chris, are seeing is believing. You know, they like to see things in paper, and they like to know it's real, and it's going to become real as those bills start to hit. But Chris, I wanted to give you an opportunity to share anything else that you may want to share, any other last thoughts that you have, or, you know, tell us that, you know, quadruple, triple's not good enough, and you're going to do 10 times and 5 times, or whatever you want to share with us.
I think, you know what, I think that the thing that makes me the most excited about Ambit and where it's going is just the people. You know, the thing about Ambition this year is we had so many people that had been here for 10 or 11 Ambitions, and we had a whole lot that had been here for the first or second Ambition. And when I look at the future and I look at the market potential, and we talk about Japan and Canada, but I'm excited about the United States. I think we have a lot of opportunity here in the States. And, you know, we've had, I don't know, 8 years of, you know, probably not the best environment for deregulation, and now we've got an environment where people are starting to rethink it. And you see states looking at how do we provide power for our citizens that is reliable and cheap, and you're going to start seeing people start looking at deregulation again. So I think that the pendulum has swung back toward how we do what we do, and I'm excited about it. So Jerry and I, you know, we look at Ambition this year. We were really excited about it, even in spite of what's going on in Houston, how many people came, how the magnitude of the event. But we've got a lot of opportunity left in front of us, and some of it is up to state to decide. Some of it's just up to us to decide.
Yeah, and that, you know, judge me on what I do, not what I say I'm going to do. And I think if somebody sits back and judges Ambit on what they've done everything that they've said they were going to do, plus some, that when they said they were going to get aggressive about expanding in the states we could expand into, you know, it took us 4.5 years before we went into our fourth state of Maryland, and the next 4.5 years, I don't know the exact number of states, but probably went into, you know, 7 or 8 states, and you know, everything that Ambit has said it's going to do, it's done. International expansion was going to come at some point in the future. It's happened. Now we've got more than one country, and as opportunity provides itself, what I hear you saying, Chris, is Ambit's going to take advantage of it. When Ambit takes advantage of it, the opportunity becomes bigger. You know, if you think just about the Japan expansion, in the United States, we had the ability to sign up 75 million consumers. And when Japan opened, we had the ability to sign up another 84 million. And as long as that continues to grow, as long as, you know, population base grows, number of states grow, territories within state grows, all gas markets turn into gas and electric markets and vice versa, the number of consumers continues to grow, the opportunity is endless. And with Australia and Western Europe and other countries around the globe deregulated. I know AMBIT's got the resources and the financial abilities to make the right judgment calls on those, take advantage of the opportunities that make sense, and pass on the ones that don't. And that's what excites me about AMBIT. I mean, not only you and as a co-founder, Jerry as a co-founder, but the staff that, you know, I'm able to interface with on a regular basis. You know, you take the head of recognition, Mark Griffin, incredible individual. You know, Kristen Legate, director of events. I mean, one event after another, you know, just run flawlessly, you know. And then you go into John Burke's IT department and some of these guys that he's brought in from these other major corporations that are just, I mean, these guys are so smart, it's scary. And you know, what I've seen over the years is the infrastructure within the company, you know, heaven forbid if something were to happen to one of you guys, the infrastructure is there for the company to carry on. And in the early days, it wasn't. And so you look at AMBIT 12 years old, and, you know, I don't know what the next 12 years hold, but I think it'll make the first 12 years look like we were standing still. So I want to thank you, Chris, for being on the call and taking the time. I encourage you to get some rest over the next couple of days. I know you and Leslie are going to take a little rest, and that's going to be great to spend time with your family, and then you're going to get back over to Japan. Ray, I can't thank you enough for getting on the call. I really appreciate you getting on the call, your leadership, and everything you do to lead the charge out there. And Bear Gordon, I tell you, you know, when they called your name, you went out on stage. And you, all the ECs, got the biggest ovation. I think it was well-deserved, because every single week for years now, year after year after year, probably 7 or 8 years, you've moderated this call, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. So with that, the call is a little bit different tonight because of the number of lines. We were patched in by the operator, so we're not going to be able to open the call back up and let everybody say goodnight. But we are officially ending the Sunday night call. Encourage everybody to get on the call next week and go sign up for Power Trip at ambitpowertrip.com. We're going to have a big one in Scranton, PA, here in the beginning of November. Good night, everybody.
Brian, thank you. Chris, thank you.